I'm Will Bryant, media intern with The Zone at 91.3. I am joined now by Tri-City Americans head coach Mike Williamson following a 4-1 victory over the Victoria Royals. You guys are up 2-0 in the series, much like Kelowna, heading back to the Toyota Center now, up 2-0 in the series. You guys haven't lost in the playoffs. It seems like you guys, you know, just are on such a roll. What's really been working for you?
Well, I think our depth has come through. We've found a way to win games. I thought this game again, just like last night, was in the balance and could have gone either way. We got some big saves at key times and scored when we needed it. It seemed like when Victoria got a push and got that goal, we were able to answer back and then again get some big saves. And I thought our penalty kill, we needed it too much, but it came up really, really big in the third.
You mentioned getting those big saves. Patrick Day, you got a 20-year-old netminder. How nice is that to have for your team?
Well, it's great. We've had good goaltending from both guys, pretty much all year. We expect them to go in and compete, give us a chance, and outplay the guy at the other end. And Patrick's played extremely well, and he was one that was really affected by the tragic events of yesterday. He had a few very close friends that were on that bus, so it was a tough weekend on everyone, especially on Patrick. So it was nice that he was able to play the way he did.
You mentioned the tragic bus accident in Humboldt, Saskatchewan. As a coach, this is a tough day for hockey just around the league. But as a coach, knowing that some of your players like Patrick may have known some of those guys, how do you manage that? Especially it's in playoffs, it's high intensity. How do you have to manage that?
Well, I think the one thing is the hockey fraternity is so close that they have a strong support system, whether it be their families, their teammates, former teammates and coaches, and always people to lean on. And there's no secret formula. These guys are going to be hurting for a long time, and the families obviously, and it'll be in everybody's minds, and our thoughts and prayers go to them, and we'll just be there for the guys that new people on that team.
And coming back to tonight, your team throughout these first two games, your special teams, they've been really working for you guys. You're 7-for-8 on the penalty kill, and you guys had 3 really big penalty kills late in this game. How nice has that special team been for you?
Well, it's huge. Our power play's found a way to get some chances and momentum and score some goals, and our penalty killing was probably the reason we won the game tonight. We can't be in the box that much. We have to make sure we stay out of it, but to be able to kill them off and get some big saves to close out a game like tonight was huge.
Now looking forward to game 3 Tuesday night at the Toyota Center. Royals, they're down 2-0 in the series. They're going to come out hungry. What do you as a team have to do to be prepared to answer that?
I think we have to take a deep breath here, enjoy this game, and refocus. Every game along the road is going to get harder and harder to play and to win, and they've got some dynamic players there that we know will see their best, and we're going to have to be better than we have been so far.
That was Tri-City Americans head coach Mike Williamson following a 4-1 victory over the Victoria Royals.